Let the people praise thee, O God. Amen and amen. Okay, if you can kneel, we'll start with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us with this Sabbath day. Thank you for the changing of the showbread a few moments ago, and thank you for being with us with the, throughout the remainder of the service when we come before you in praise. Thank you so much for the things that you have done for us throughout our entire lifetimes. Some of us are just going to be mentioning the things that you've done in just the last 3 months. But some of us are new and may declare some things that happened a while ago. And that's okay, because we haven't heard them yet. And we love seeing you glorified. And so thank you for blessing each and every one of us with answered prayer. And yes, even sometimes you answer no, which is very good, because we want to know what's best. And if you say no, well, then it's best, it's no. So thank you for that. Thank you for giving us the faith and the courage to, and the wisdom to understand that. And thank you for blessing everyone again on our prayer list, especially those that are lost, and even those that come against us, and those that have fallen off the path. We pray, Father, of course, that they get back on the path, but we also understand what's going on with the shaking and stuff like that. And we know there are some people that just can't let go of what's going on in the world. And so, but we still pray for them, because hopefully they'll make it. And thank you for blessing everyone in attendance and all those that we lifted up in prayer last night. And we offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, who's our Savior and King, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Now, I hope that I remember to do this right this time. We did it. We've been doing okay with this, or I've been doing okay with this. But I remember a couple of times where... like this time, I actually let the stereo mix record the music that Brother Eli was playing. I don't usually do that, because I sometimes forget to turn it off. And then when I'm talking, nothing's recording at all. I mean, you guys can hear me, but the recording can't. And so today I have to turn the stereo mix on when you talk and turn it back off when I talk. And so I just hopefully I keep that in mind. All right. So, as you know, today is Testimony Sabbath. And I want to, first of all, well, I see, was it Vera's sister or niece or something, Sarah? I guess she fell out. We were going to say hi to her, but then we got Fred and Jacqueline, Donnie, and Anders are down there with the little smiley faces. That means either... they're brand new registered people or members or friends or whatever. Or they could be people that have been with us before, but they haven't been with us in, let's say, at least a month. Because about a month ago, we changed the security features in the conference room to prevent problems. And everybody had smiley faces the first day we did this. And, of course, most everybody was in the room when we did it. And so... I just removed all the... I prevented the smiley faces on just about everybody, but some of the people weren't present. And so, slowly but surely, we're getting the smiley faces off of the... In other words, the smiley face means you can't text. Okay, that's just... So, but if you want to have the ability to text, and you want to be part of our number, send an email. So, anyway, this is Testimony Sabbath, and we've got some praises here. If you have a praise that you would like read... don't email. Well, maybe you can email it if you want, but let me just check my emails real quick here, because I don't think I've gotten any here, except for tons of comments from YouTube. No, I don't have anything yet. I've got a request from someone named Jeremy for texting ability, but then he left the room, so I don't know if he's really serious, and so I'll have to ask him if he's serious. All right. Just PM or put it in the text chat, and one of the moderators or somebody with the power to PM me will let me know, and we'll read it. Or I'll read it. Somebody will read it. Or you can actually send it to somebody else to read it. You know, there you go, there too. Right. Brother Stephen is sending me a praise. He says, praise to God for several small blessings this week. And then he sent me Sister Susan's. Oh, yeah, to get the recordings. Thanks, Fran. Thanks for reminding me. The question was asked earlier where to get last night's or every Friday night's or Wednesday night's recordings. You know, when, you know, like when we gather, we record the gatherings. But let me just go to the page. If you go to the main page on the website, you know, remnantofgod.org, on the top left corner, this is the quickest way, or you can just go to audio section of the menu and scroll down to where it says recorded church services, or when you're on remnantofgod.org where it's got that gold gift box, so that more or less lets people know I didn't misspell the word presence. I didn't mean P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, I meant P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, presence of God, gifts of God, that kind of thing. So that gold gift box, click it. It'll bring you to the sermon page. And don't scroll down yet. Well, now I have it. It says, email me for audios. Okay, so I changed it because I was, you know, there were some problems there with some people causing issues. And so, yeah, click that. It'll bring you to a section on the website for you to email me. And then when you email me, I'll send you a link that will get you to the place you can download not just the Sabbath day studies and the Sabbath day sermons, but the Friday night sermons and the Wednesday night gatherings. We just started a Wednesday night thing again. Everybody kind of schmoozed me into that one, you know. Years ago, I used to do the Wednesdays and then the Fridays and the twice on Sabbaths. And I stopped doing the Wednesdays to let other people step up and do, you know, work. And looks like I'm doing it again on Wednesdays. But we also have stuff on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday as well. So, and Sunday, it's just free mic or free day or jump in the video room, free video. But the only way to be able to see the videos or actually get in the video room is you have to be either a member of the church or a student studying, you know, in good standing. You know, sometimes the pencils will be removed because some students go off on the deep end and start, you know, they might cause problems. So either the pencil will be removed or their other issues will happen to their account. But we're just trying to help people. That's all we're trying to do. Okay. So, and then the second praise. Oh, no, actually, Brother Stephen sent me Susan's praise. Susan C. It says, I do not have PM abilities, and I keep forgetting to email Pastor Dale. This isn't a praise. So I will type my testimony here. Okay. Yeah, I got to fix Sister Susan. Yeah, you've been here a while, Sister, so remind me after church. Okay, if you stick around after church, remind me, and I'll fix yours. Like in our little fellowship hour that we do, all right? Okay. Thanks, Stephen. All right, now Sister Vera has something here. Oh, she's, okay, good, it says, I have a praise. Yeah, let me know it's a praise, you know, because I'll start reading whatever you're telling me to, you know, read. Oh, Brother Marty just sent me a praise. My wife agreed to join me in an upcoming sermon. Praise the Lord. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, Sister Vera says, I have a praise. She says, praise the Lord for keeping my husband safe as a spray can that he was warming up blew up in his hand right by his ear. As he was picking up the can to shake, he grabbed it and with a long towel in his hand, and it protected him from exploding fire and particles. Oh, amen. Yeah, because that would have been shrapnel. Well, praise the Lord that he was protected. But keep him in your prayers because, just keep him in your prayers. All right, everybody. Brother Eli has one unspoken praise. Amen and amen. All right. Sister Kim, I'll PM you. Like, I just happened to look over. Don't count on that happening again, everybody. But I'll PM you, Sister Kim. There. The reason I say don't count on that happening is I usually get inundated with PMs here. people start sending in the praises or whatever. If you have something you'd like to share with the church family, put your hand up. Well, somebody just, yeah, Brother Scott has something. Because I have to scroll up and down and up and down in the list because this chat software doesn't work the way we wanted it to, and they stopped updating it. So we wanted to be able to say, hey, when someone wants to use the mic, they should jump to the top of the list so that the guy on the mic can see him. But they don't. It doesn't do that yet. So I guess they didn't expect this chat room to have this many users. All right. So, but I still have a couple of praises here, and then I'm gonna yield the microphone to Brother Scott. And how do you put your hand up? You just turn on your mic on the top left side, but you got to have the ability to turn on your mic too. See, you know, like new, now here's the thing, and before Fran reminds me, because when you're new. Okay, now, for the people with the smiley faces, as you can see on the bottom, oh, we just got another one, J. Pierre Paul, welcome. Sabbath blessings to you, too. All right, so when you're brand spanking new, or you weren't here when we changed the security features, but when you're new, you're going to get that little smiley face, which means you can come in here, you can see everything that's being texted, and you can hear everything that's being spoken. But you won't be able to see the cameras. You won't even be able to see the camera icon turn on if we used cameras. We're not using them now, by the way. You can't PM and you can't text. You can't do anything. Then, if you're brand new and we don't know you, we will turn on, if you ask for it, like sending me an email, we will turn on your ability to text, but you won't be able to PM or receive PMs until we get to know you. Because people come in here and attack. This is just the way we got to do it. Sorry, but there's a lot of bad people out there that ruin it for everybody. All right, and that prevents the attack from happening repeatedly. And I'm not, you know, but then still you're going to get people with fanaticisms that'll do goofy things. But you know, that's just part of prophecy. That's the shaking. All right, and so after you get your texting ability, after we've known you for a while, then maybe we'll turn on your PM and PM ability, and then. If we get to know you, then maybe the microphone. And then hopefully you'll start. And then you'll see some people in here with pencils and clouds. The people with the pencils are studying to become church members or studying to be baptized or studying for both, whatever. Mostly for both. And then the clouds are people that are actually members of the church. The guy with the blue shirt and a tie, I have no clue who that guy is. He gets in here every week, but, you know, what are you going to do? And then, no, that's Chase. That's Brother Chase. He's an usher. And so there's difference there. He's you know. And then you got the moderators with the M next to their name. You got Ryan and Eli and then SDR Indy. And moderators have the ability to kick people out and PM people that can't be PM'd because there are new people that cannot be PM'd at all. But moderators can do anything, just about. And then you got me up there that, you know, I could do a few extra things, but no big deal. But that's because it's on my server. Got to do it. So, but yeah, and that's just the way it has to be. But if you've been here a while, like Sister Kim, you've been here a while, yeah, just remind me. I'll turn your stuff on. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. Yeah, and I'm going to try and figure out a way to help Chase change his shirt. He's got the same one on every week. I don't think the tie is a big deal, but, you know. But, amen. Okay. Yeah. No cape, though. So, all right. So, we got some... let me just let Brother Scott go, because I've been gabbing a little bit too much here. I do have a praise from... A brother in the faith by the name of Harris, and then there was something I wanted to share, but then now I'm getting inundated with the PMs, and so I'm going to let Brother Scott go. So let me turn off my mic, which means I got to turn on the stereo mix. So there you go.
Okay, can everybody hear me all right? Good, all right. Well, Sabbath blessings, everybody. I just had a couple of quick praises I wanted to share. One of them was something that got mentioned last night. If anybody was in the room last night, I believe Pastor Nick was talking about passing out tracts or whatnot, and I put in the room that I yesterday had passed out a bunch of cards in my local area, And somebody PM'd me and asked me if I was just putting them on cars or whatever, or if I was passing them out to people. And I said I was doing a little bit of both, but here's my praise. For the longest time, I was very nervous and apprehensive about just walking up to a stranger and handing them a card. I would put stuff on windshields, and I would put stuff in pockets at clothes stores and whatnot, but I wouldn't just approach a stranger and give them the card. And a sister here in the church encouraged me to just do that and whatnot. And it was Sister Angela. She encouraged me to go ahead and do that and just get over that initial trepidation. And very recently I did it, and I've been, every time I go out and pass out cards, I've been doing it ever since. And I want to thank God for praise God for putting me in touch with the right person who was going to encourage me to, get over that little worry. Because as you know, we got such a short time left, I believe. We don't set dates. But we don't want to be limited to how, I don't want to limit myself to just, okay, I'm only going to put it on a card or on a car windshield or, you know, in a package somewhere. If the Spirit moves me to hand it to a person and maybe speak to that person, you know, I want to have the boldness to do it. So, you know, praise God for that. One more quick praise. I just want to praise God that for the longest time I also did not consider myself to be communion worthy. And, you know, to be communion worthy doesn't necessarily, of course, mean you have to be perfect. Just last Sabbath was my third straight communion. I praise God. The reason it was my third straight was because there was a particular sin that I was struggling with for a long, long, long time, and I just couldn't bring myself to do communion unless it was overcome fully, and three straight communions with no backsliding. So I want to praise God for that. And with that, I will just go ahead and pass the mic off to whoever is next. God bless everybody.
And it appears I'm next. So, okay. So, yeah, but if anybody has a praise that they want to put on the microphone, put your hand up. If I don't see it, somebody in the room will, and then they'll PM me and let me know because, like I say, you know, I'm pretty covered up in here with PMs. But let me just read this this praise from Brother Harris. I think he comes in the room. I don't know. Let me just check and see. Yeah, he's here. Okay. So this is what he sent me the other day. He goes, "Hello, everyone. Sabbath blessings. I want to share with you what happened to me in the last 16 months and actually is still happening. So praise the Lord. First of all, I was born and raised as an Orthodox Christian who believed foolish ideas like salvation comes from our own hands. It is enough to confess with your lips that faith in Christ and," well, then there's another one here. It says, "fast every year during Easter and go to church once in a while, and in the end, as a result of all that, God is faithful, and one day he will grant me salvation." Will grant me salvation. What a strong and stupid delusion. For many years, I was living in a very sinful lifestyle with all kinds of sins, smoking, drugs, alcoholism, bars, strip clubs, obsessed with gambling, and addicted to internet pornography, and etc. All my life, I was living for my own self and how to satisfy my own sick desires. Until one day, 16 months ago, I was with a friend in a local medical center, and I was waiting for him outside to smoke. That was it. In that moment, I gave up smoking, instantly, and without any attempts ever to quit. 18 years of smoking, gone, just like that. It was Christ coming into my life that day to save me from my misery, and in that day, I gave myself to his hands, and his Holy Spirit began to work inside me. After that, I quit all my idols very easily, except internet pornography. I was struggling for 5 or 6 months to gain my freedom, but I was wrong because I was selfish and stupid and was trying to find victory in myself, and I wasn't completely devoted and dedicated to God, so I couldn't overcome. or couldn't resist the adversary. But, praise his name, I did what James says in chapter 4, verse 7. I gave myself completely to Christ, and I'm now focusing only in the beauty of the Lord. Therefore, I can overcome all my idols by being satisfied in Christ. How stupid I was, and how simple it is to give yourself to Christ and let his Holy Spirit guide you into all truth. So all the glory to the Lord, because now I don't want, or better yet, I don't need any more of these idols. Just like Paul says in Romans 6, verses 12 and 14, let no sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. For you are not under the law, but under grace. I want to thank everyone, and especially Pastor Nicholas and Pastor Craig. And happy Sabbath to all. God bless. Harris. Amen and amen and amen. Yeah, those are the kind of, you know, testimonies that testimony services are made out of. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. He is glorified. Amen. All right, and then let me just see. Okay, no emails. I'm not going to check the emails anymore, so let me turn that off. Okay, I've got a quick one here. I've been toying with the idea of getting one of these things, and I, you know, back and forth, didn't know, you know, but I do see the importance of it, and I'm talking about a nebulizer. And I thought maybe I could find a nebulizer out here in the boondocks. Couldn't find one. And then last time I went into the big city, you know, what they call a big city out here would be Lafayette. And even they didn't have one. They had nebulizers, but their nebulizers were, they had metal. You know, in other words, the liquid would be in an area of the nebulizer where the sonar was activated, and there would be metal involved. And you can't use metal in colloidal silver. It just it negates it. It just turns it off or more, whatever. And so I found one online. It just so happens to be the same. And I didn't go to the Silver Lungs because theirs is like $150, $200. I can't remember. There was this crazy expensive. I went to the place where I got my my colloidal silver maker and distiller. His was going for $49. The only thing I don't like about it is the instructions, but you don't really need them because it's pretty self-explanatory how to use this thing. But except for, you know, well, once you get over the initial shock of the bad grammar, obviously whoever wrote it does not speak English. It was just from a different country, obviously, but thing works great. You fill the bottom up to the rubber gasket. You fill that with just regular water. And then there's a little cup you drop in there. And in that cup, you put the colloidal. And then you put a little rubber gasket on top of that. Put the lid on it. Turn it on. And it comes out instantly. Cold steam, you know. And you breathe it in your nose. Or like if you got a cold coming, you breathe it in your nose to kill the virus. Or if you got an issue in the lungs, like a chest cold, you breathe it in your mouth or nose or both. Because it comes with two gas masks and two little tubular things that you can just inhale it. And I wanted to praise the Lord that we got that thing because not only did we, you know, she gave me, you know, the woman that was, well, actually I usually, talk to her husband, but she actually answered the phone. And because I guess we've purchased things from them before, we got it, and as well as she gave me an ointment, a colloidal silver ointment maker, which is $25. She let me have it for $5. She literally, and I thought that was so sweet of her to do that because, you know, I certainly would like to have ointment that is literally, but you got to make really strong colloidal silver and mix it in the ointment. Well, actually, it's a powder, and any liquid that touches this powder will turn to ointment. And the powder, totally, you know, what do they call it? Like a base powder. It's totally non-toxic. It's, what is that word I'm looking for? I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, I wanted to praise the Lord for that because we already started. And it came within a day and a half because I ordered it on Wednesday and it got here yesterday morning. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. It got here so quick because we had a little bit of a bug going around here in the house and it's actually been helping. It's you know, I was having a little thing going on, but I did it yesterday for the 10 minute because it shuts off after 10 minutes automatically. And I got a little dizzy, I'll admit that, you know, breathing it in, and just get a little lightheaded, but everything seems much better. So Yeah, and thanks, Stephen. Yeah, thank you. All right. Next, let me do one more praise here for my wife. She says, praising God for my salvation 24/7, 365 a year, every second. I love you, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. And amen. And let me do one more short one here from Sister Vera. Says, Sarah has a praise. She sprained her ankle last week, and it healed really, really fast. Praise the Lord. Or no, she only says one really, but I like to throw an extra one in. And she says, praise the Lord. So amen. Praise the Lord, Jesus Christ, for the healing. Because he's the only one that does. I mean, he's the creator. So he's the only one that does the healings. All right. Okay. All right. Sister Lenore has something she wants to share, so let me shut off my mic and turn on Stereo Mix.
All right, can you hear me now? Praise the Lord. Actually, I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm going to piggyback off of what you said, Pastor Nick, about that. I call it the Ebola machine. I got the smaller version of that machine, and I'd like to praise our Father for answered prayers, not really knowing that I had a prayer about that machine. I was really anxious, or actually really excited about getting it, thinking, you know, I'd have a cure for Ebola and whatever else not. I don't know that one of the brothers suggested, though, maybe, you know, I sell it. And I thought, okay, well, maybe to the church family or into the community. I live in a really small town. And once I started doing that, lo and behold, you know, I was able to witness about the health message and about natural remedies. And then, of course, you know, being a Seventh-day Adventist Christian, came into conversation, and also he is, by word of mouth, he's bringing people to me that way. Like I said, again, it's a small community, so I thought, wow, I didn't expect that to happen. And of course, since then, I've lowered the price, because as I tell them, it's not about making a profit, it's about healing the community. And I just pray that I'm able to glorify him through that silly Ebola machine, is what I call it. I'm getting more of a blessing sharing it with others than healing myself. And I haven't gotten sick, praise the Lord. I use it in all which ways. It's amazing. And the nebulizer is next, definitely, for the allergy season. And another quick thing about on how he answers prayers when I have forgotten I'd even prayed. I have a very dear sister-in-law that I'm close to, very dear to my heart. She's the only one I have. But she's a devout Catholic, as devout as they come. And I was so surprised to hear that that little boy that wrote that book about heaven, and how he rescinded his, you know, how he admitted that he lied about his experience. And the reason that the reason I'm saying something about it is because when I first became a Christian, my sister-in-law and her daughter handed me the book. Because they, of course, thought, oh, she's a Christian now, so I'll give her something that's heavenly, you know, written about heaven. So I thought, okay. I took it, and I knew the truth about, the truth about heaven. So I said, okay, and I took it gracefully and humbly. I took it and read a little bit about it, and then I put it down. But I was able to, I saw in the news recently that he lied about what he said, and I talked to my sister-in-law, and I said, did you hear what happened with the, you know, I asked her, she goes, yes, I just heard. She had just seen it on the news. And I was able to plant a seed, and let me tell you, those about Catholics, it's hard, and especially when it's a family member, because they don't want to hear anything you want to say. You're a little put off by it, and they say, okay, yes, thank you for that information, thank you, and that's kind of all, and it stays there. But I was able to plant the seed, praise him. He allowed me to do that, because that's one of the things that I prayed about, not recently, but in the past, that he allowed me to say something to a family member. You know, we love them dearly, and we wish for their salvation. And he allowed me. It was a small feat, but nonetheless, I was granted that privilege. I praise him for that. So Sabbath blessings to all, and continue to pray and continue to love him. Praise the Lord. Bye-bye.
Okay. And yes, stereo mix is off. Thank you for the reminders. And just so you know, for those of you that are starting to ask questions, Q&A is next Sabbath. Okay. It is testimony Sabbath. That's what we're going to do. Testimonies. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. This next one here is from Brother John F. He says, I want to praise God for his answers to my prayers for a job that best glorifies him. I got a call from a job that I had applied to for on Monday. And it's Monday through Friday, morning to early afternoon, without interfering with Sabbath. And another praise to the Lord for his hedge of angels around me. When I pulled out into busy traffic, there was a bike that just appeared there and came right across my car within a few feet, and I stopped calmly, and he just went on his way. I praise the Lord for his protection of that stranger and myself. Amen. And then he says, and then last week the Lord moved me to preach the truth to a stranger that I met, and I was able to give him a crash course in history and in the present truth, and he understood, and I saw his face light up, and he thanked me, and I said, praise the Lord. Please keep him in prayer. He is from Arizona. And so, amen. Yeah, and I know what you mean by light up. I love it when you see their eyes light up, especially young people. I don't know how many times I'm always reminded of the one time I was doing this building maintenance for this one company, and it was after hours. I was getting ready to go, and this one teenager asked me a question, and I answered him. He says, you know, we got a couple of more questions. We got some, you know, teenagers in this, you know, one of the apartments that I was working on, right? And so I went in there, and about 2 or 3 hours later, they were all these, and their eyes were just like locked on me. It was just amazing. I said, man, young people, really? It just got me going. I mean, it's one thing to talk to an adult, but young men and young girls, there were some young girls there too with these amazing questions. I says, it's really nice to see. And I literally told them, I says, you guys are, man, so blessed, because it's usually when you're this age with all the temptations that are, you know, pointing at you, designed to attack you, you guys are in here wanting to know about Jesus and prophecy, and I just love it. So I know what you mean very clearly, brother, about face lighting up. It's amazing. Now this isn't a doctrinal question, but this is a good question. Is there a way that we can archive the entire Presence of God Ministry website, excluding the videos, the majority have already downloaded. Okay. All right. The website is, there's another website that I built, and it's almost done. It's 90% done. It's called sdru.org, Seventh-day Remnant University.org. That has all the bulk of the studies. It doesn't have like the articles and the statements regarding the prophetic events that are happening in the articles. I might just put those archives on there for the sake of doing so, because I was talking to a brother in the faith, and he says we need those because it vindicates the truth as we preach it, because we said that these things were going to happen in the past. They're happening now. It doesn't make us look like prophets or anything like that, although some people may think so. It makes us look like we understand what's already been written in the Bible. So I might put the archives on sdru.org. But sdru.org is mainly designed, no frills, no bells, no whistles, no graphics. It's just a database of truth that we could put on flash drives and, you know, SD chips and stuff like that, because they are definitely going to knock us offline. That free speech stuff that the Pope was talking about this week is going to happen. All right, and then this next praise. Okay, Sister Mindy has something she wants to share, but let me just get this next one in here. From Sister Justice, because she's been waiting a while. She sent me three now, or three texts anyway. Let me just see if I can get them all on one screen. Okay, there we go. She says, it's two quick praises. All right, she says, I have two quick praises. I would like to thank the Lord for allowing so many women and a few brothers to join women's study this past. I noticed that too, praise God. And this was a perfect week for that too, because the women of the church, they were under attack this week. And that's as far as I'm going to discuss it. But praise the Lord. that there was a bunch of women in the study this past week. It was a wonderful study, and I'm so happy to see it grow. Amen. I would also like to praise the Lord for something that happened at work this week. The assistant director, who is over my entire division, over all supervisors, etc., came to my desk this week and said he would like to speak with me in his office. I assumed it would be something to do with a vehicle mileage problem cause that's what I do. But instead, he took me in and asked me if Chase or I would help him find the verses in the Bible that refer to no tattoos. He said he was debating a little with someone and couldn't find the verse himself. I was able to show him. Now, how did he know? Say, now, isn't that something? You know, okay, you might have told him, but the thing is, it's nice to see that. Oh, man, praise the Lord. Anyway, she says, I was able to show him the verses and share more scripture with him about using Christ as our example in our daily lives. It was such a blessing. I praise the Lord. Others around me and coworkers are starting to see a change in my character and that we study the Bible and take this very seriously. I pray that this will begin to happen more and more. Praise the Lord. Oh, man. Amen, sister. Amen, amen, amen. That is nice. All right, okay, and as promised, you guys had to clear the room? Was I lagging, or did somebody do a naughty? Okay, PM me if it was a naughty. I'll take care of it later. If it, you know, no big deal. Like if somebody made a mistake and put a link in the room, no big deal. All right, Sister Mindy. And then I'm going to put my hand up directly after her, because unless somebody else puts their hand up before me that wants to speak. Okay, we still got the same amount of visitors. All right, so let me turn off my mic here.
Can everybody hear me? Okay, you guys, I don't know how nervous I am. It's the first time I've shared in church, so. But I just want to share with all you parents out there that have been praying for your children. And I've got an awesome praise to share with all of you. It's regarding my son, and a lot of you know that he's in the Army. He's stationed in Belgium, and his name's Corey. He's going to be 35 years old in March. And my son, he's been to Afghanistan. He's been to Iraq. He's seen a lot of ugly things, of course, being a soldier in the Army. And, you know, he would come back and question, you know, how could God allow these things to happen? So he really was confused, and he was raised as a Christian, so he was very confused, and so I've been praying for him, obviously, for all my children, and especially my son Corey, because the Lord blessed him to be a very strong leader, and he's moved up in rank in the Army very fast, and he's with the NATO right now in Belgium, and I believe God has him there for a reason. He recently emailed me asking if he'd ever been baptized, and I emailed him back that you weren't baptized as a baby because I don't believe that babies should be baptized. It's your choice that you make when you get older, that you want to, you know, give your life to the Lord and you want to confess in front of witnesses that you gave your life to the Lord. And so he's in the process. He's going to have his two little girls baptized. He married a young lady from the Philippines. And they have a little baby that was born in October, and then another little girl that is 3 years old. And so Michelle, his wife, is Catholic. Most Filipinos are Catholic, I believe. And so they are going to have them baptized in the Catholic Church. And so, of course, I emailed him, you know, scripture and telling him that that is not God's way. To be baptized as babies. And so we were kind of going round and round with emails, and as he would come and visit me, I would share about the Sabbath. He knows I'm a Sabbath keeper, and so he has he loves to debate. He's a big debater, and so we were been going back and forth on emails, and I would share him scripture, and he does read the King James Bible, but he does, you know, he just didn't really read it a lot. He does read it every now and then, but my praise is with us going back and forth, and I think getting into the Word and wanting to prove himself right and me wrong has stirred in him, I think, a hunger for the Word. And he even shared in one of his emails that I really think I'm being moved by the Lord, and I've never hungered for God's Word like I do now. And I almost wanted to cry, because this is one of my prayers that I've been praying for many, many years, that don't give up on your children. Don't ever give up on them. Pray for them. They are your flesh and blood. They are your extension. And there's nothing more powerful than a prayer that a parent has for their children. So thank you very much, all of you. God bless.
Amen. Amen, and definitely praise the Lord. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing to see a child accept Jesus as Savior. And it really does bless the heart to the point of tears. Amen to that. So, amen. I have a page on the website about infant baptism, by the way, because when I first started the site, it was all about exposing Catholicism. But anyway, thank you for sharing, Sister Mindy. And you didn't sound nervous at all, I got to tell you. That's one of the neat things about not being on camera. You know, the voice, you can't really tell if someone's nervous. So, amen. But your hand's back up. You may have double-clicked the mic thing or something like that. Oh, there you go. All right. So. All right. All right, I know with Craig, praise you for helping him. All right, Sister Penny sent me, I know with Craig, praise to you for helping him. I'm confused. There might be a word or two missing there. But I know that Brother Craig does praise the Lord for the help that we're able to give him. Yeah, if it wasn't for the people that tithe and send love offerings to this ministry, the work in the Philippines would be pretty well crippled. Because I remember when Craig first went out there, and we were associated with those people on the West Coast, he was being attacked by their people. And we did everything we could, Craig and I, everything we could to get them to stop, and then to try to convince the people on the West Coast, hey, could you please at least talk to your people? They wouldn't talk to them. They wouldn't even send them a dime or nothing. And so the Lord revealed to me after a rather short prayer that, because it was obvious, Craig was called to do what he's doing. And the Lord moved us, Fran and I, to help, like with the excess tithings and the excess love offerings that come in, it all goes to help Pastor Craig. He is, yes, a pastor. He was ordained. Dan, he was more or less leading the small group that was out there in the Philippines. And there were some issues going back and forth with Dan's wife, I think, from what I understand, and the Lord allowed Dan to go to sleep to make things better, I guess. And then right after that, everybody, I think about 60 people, came up to Craig one day, and this is part of my praise, by the way, came up to him and told him that the Lord revealed to them that he should lead their church, and he got scared, which is understandable. And contacted me, and I says, brother, you can't say no. That's how the Holy Spirit ordains pastors. That's how it's done. It's not the way the world does it. It says, hey, you, man, you can talk good. Here, you moink. Put your hand on the guy and say, you're a pastor. No, that's not how it works. The men of the church are moved by the Holy Spirit to approach a man in the church, and he becomes pastor. And that's, and I told him, I says, this is what happened with me. This is what happened with Craig. And, And so he decided to do the right thing and obey the Lord. And then the blessings got immense, and now there's actually two church buildings, but there are also more buildings out there now to make it livable, because they were living in Nipah huts for a long time, too. And a Nipah hut is, well, look it up. It's not like a house here in the States, all right? But it's a beautiful place. It's like paradise, and where they live, and from the pictures that I see. But I wanted to praise the Lord for the work he does that Pastor Craig and his wife Addie are doing, as well as the workers that your tithings, your love offerings that come to this ministry after this ministry does what it needs to do, whatever's left over, and then sometimes a little more, whatever the workers need, and then Pastor Craig and his wife, because we also take care of the workers there as well. And but the workers, from what I understand, from what Pastor Craig is telling me, is that I think within 2 or 3 or 4 months, they're going to be self-sufficient, which means we no longer have to send, love offerings to them. But my tithing, this ministry's tithing and love offerings will still continue to go to Pastor Craig. So irregardless, that is going to happen no matter what the workers do. So that's, because I totally believe in what that young man's doing. So, all right. Okay. All right. Lenore's got another praise. So hold on. Let me, all right, so amen. So all, to God be the glory, Sister Penny. Amen and amen. And you're welcome, Rudolph. Rudolphy? I don't even know. It looks like Rudolph or Rodolph or I don't know. Did I say it right? Rudolphy? Is that how you do it? And no, Chase, I didn't do it yet. I may as well do that now. And then Lenore's going to jump up there. Oh, just say it like Rudolph? Okay, all right. Yeah, because he's not from around these parts, and so I don't know how they pronounce their stuff out there. But the way he spells it, this definitely doesn't look like Rudolph the way we spell it, Okay, so Brother Chase has sent me a praise from Hewan. Is that how you say it? Okay. And he says, I praise the Lord for rekindling my love for him recently. I was lukewarm for 4 years until the first day of this year. And I praise the Lord for waking me up from New Age philosophy. Thank you. Amen and amen. Because that's a strong demon today. Everybody seems to think that, because they don't read Bibles. And that's the only religious introduction they get. But praise the Lord, he doesn't give up on them. And yes, we do have to give up sometimes. Titus 3:10 is pretty clear. Because the Lord's going to send somebody else. Maybe the Lord only wants you to plant a couple of seeds, and then he's going to send somebody else to plant a couple of more seeds, and then he's going to send somebody that really will help this person understand. But that person won't understand unless you do what you're supposed to do and follow the method by the way the Lord sets it up. And Titus 3:10 says, two times. Try two times. Okay. Let me give the mic to Sister Lenore. Yeah, because that was a mic crash or something like that. I don't know. She want to try? Oh yeah, try the mic again. Okay, let's go for it. All right, didn't work. All right, it sounds like a machine gun. So. Yeah, I don't know why it's doing that. I don't know if she's got a microphone plugged in or if she's using a laptop. If it's a laptop, then there's an internal problem. It sounds like static. Could be on the connections or something like that. But anyway, I'll have to edit that out. And it'll be easy to find, trust me, because it's going to be totally overmodulated, maxed out to the hilt. I mean, when I go through it, before I save this audio for this testimony service, I'm definitely going to erase that section. that threw my eyebrows up. But that happens. It's not the first time that's happened. I mean, that happens often, especially with laptops. So, anyway. Okay, Kevin and Nikki have a praise. It says, a praise. My wife just got done preaching to a married couple about the Sabbath. Prayerfully, they will join us. Sabbath blessings and God bless. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe they're here now because we got some friends down there in the bottom. I've gotten some emails from some of you. I think I just got an Fred and Jacqueline left. I did get an email from them, so maybe they'll come. And I think I got an email from Donnie too. But I haven't checked here recently if I got one from Brian or Anders or anything like that. I read Sister Susan's praise. I already read it, but you want to send it again? I'll read it again. I don't care. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I remember getting it. I remember reading it. Yeah, we got quite a few of the PMs. I'm pretty sure I read it. Yeah, because I remember saying the C. I remember saying this from Sister Susan with the C. So, what was it about again? Remind me real quick, and I'll refresh my memory. Oh, Lenore's hand is back up. Okay, let's try it again. Hold on. All right, go ahead, sister. Nope, it ain't working. I guess you could tell, too. Once you turn on the mic, you'll see the VU meter on the wall. Whatever that... I know they're actually... The electronic version is a VU meter. On the next to the where it says my webcam... If it just spikes to the top and sits there, you know that you're screaming through the mic. So, all right. Okay, got a couple of more praises here. Or no, one more left. Anybody else got any praises? Let me know. All right. We're already about 15 minutes past how long we usually stay in here anyway, but so... Okay, Brother Eli says he's praising God for helping my mom to open up the King James Version Bible, and her friends would like me to share the truth that I learned from God's Word. Amen. Oh, man. Oh, that would have been awesome if my parents would have done that before they died. I mean, I did have many a times to share with them over the phone, and my dad always made it a point to put the speakerphone on so that my mom could listen in, but my mom never piped in. She would just listen. And, it was pretty neat, and it was, you know, I tried my best not to bring up the Pope. Oh, okay, Brother Chase has a praise here. Oh, wait, let's see. Is Sister Lenore going to try it again? All right, you want to try it again? Sorry, go ahead. All right, I had to take her mic. It wasn't going off that time. But, yeah, it's not working, sister. Poor thing. I tell you what, just roll your window down and scream really, really loud facing east because I know where you're at. Maybe we can... Let me open up my window, though. Wouldn't that be neat if we could actually yell that loud? Boy, that would annoy a lot of people. You know, maybe about 150 million people. Or text it. There you go. All right, Brother Chase has a praise. He says, I prayed the other night that my friend would quit gambling. Within that same week, he came up to me and randomly says, I think I'm going to take a break for a month or two from poker. Amen, and praise the Lord for answered prayers. And if he takes a month or two off, that's, you know, usually long enough. What do they say? If you stop doing for something day, seven days, it... The habit is gone or whatever. It's just like, especially like with smoking and stuff like that. But praise the Lord, brother. Because that is definitely a strong, demon. I don't know why. And I understand it because I used to shoot pool. Well, I always say like shoot stick. I shoot pool for a living. I wasn't addicted to the gambling. But the guys that I was shooting against, I could tell some of them were, because some of them just couldn't shoot to save their life, but they were gambling. I'd mess up or something. I don't know. And it was, when I became a Christian, I gave it up. And then, but some people told me, well, why did you quit? Since you never lose, it's not gambling on your part. I says, yeah, but the other guy thinks he's going to win. It's gambling on his. And so I'll be condoning that. But it's been so long since I've shot pull. I still have my sticks though, but it's been so long since I shot pull that, I probably ain't anywhere near as good as I used to be, but who cares? But yeah, gambling is, I saw it many, I remember one guy that, the gambling thing after I took him, you know, in a billiard game, and I didn't hustle him or nothing. I didn't like doing the hustling thing. Most of the time I didn't like doing it. Sometimes I did. But the, at the end of it, he, was, I'm trying to figure if I don't think I actually did actual hustling now that I think about it. But at the end of it, I saw him at the other end of the room, well, the bar, and he was crying. And I noticed it, but no one else did because he was just inadvertently wiping away the tears. And I says, I come up to him, and I didn't even know him that well. I mean, I knew him from the bar. You know, I saw him in there. I says, what's wrong? He says, man, I just blew my rent. You know, I don't know how many, you know, and that hit me, you know, so I gave it to him. But that's when I realized some people really do have a problem. And I says, why did he shoot me? He couldn't shoot himself out of a paper bag. I mean, you know, this is why did he shoot? So he must have been with the gambling thing. It was just some people think, hey, there's possibility. But anyway, but yeah, that's a strong demon for some people. There's a thought. Fran suggests that we get a can with a really, 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 really long string. And then Lenore get a can, and then we'll be able to talk. Or here's a novel idea. Call on the phone. Let's see. Oh, no, I'm using the phone for the church service, so we can't. Because I would just put Lenore on a speakerphone and put her next to my mic. Yeah, it's a foolproof plan, or Fran plan. So, all right. Coconut wireless. Yeah. Yeah, out there in Hawaii. Amen. Okay, Brother Burnett. Oh, yeah, Brother Burnett. Looks like you called me earlier, but you didn't leave a message. I hope everything's okay. If not, give me a call. And he says, praising God for the good weather this Sabbath day, despite the snow that fell. Yeah, you can keep it. I remember him telling me that... wasn't it you that was talking about that bad storm headed your way? Was that you, brother? And, we were praying. Yeah. Okay. It was last night or something like that. Yeah. So praise the Lord that it didn't get all violent. Amen and amen. Answered prayer again. It's amazing to see, you know, when he does that. And then Kevin and Nikki, another praise. It says, I lost my job a week and a half ago, but the Lord has given me great peace in many interviews since then. I know he will bless me with a better job. Amen and amen, Brother Kevin. Something happened here. I lost my mic. Wow, lost everything. Lost sound. All right, going to have to edit this out.
Very spontaneous gathering, basically. You know, we haven't had women's study in a while. So we were encouraging with one another, you know, praising the Lord and reading and exchanging recipes and just doing what sisters do. You know, it was very nice until the brothers crashed. No, I'm kidding. It was even nice to have them there. But I encourage the sisters to come and join us. You know, we're kind of still flying by the seat of our pants trying to figure this all out. And we have no leader. We're just kind of helping one another out. And actually, Sister Justice is doing a wonderful job. And I encourage her to continue. And she's, what, 20 years old? Truly, the Holy Spirit is with us all. Truly, truly. And and another thing I'd like to say, and a lot of the sisters are going to the convocation, and the brothers, of course, but if you can, sisters, please join us, because I know that day is going to be wonderful for all of us and edifying and a true blessing. Not only do we get to meet one another, but just, you know, so much to share. And if I'm coming from 2,158 miles away, you know, please try. And I wasn't going to at first, because I have other financial matters. They're more pressing, probably. But I knew that with Internet going down and things are moving really fast, we can all see it. And then I thought, I better, because I may not get this opportunity again to meet all of you and to be edified. And prayfully, we pray for somewhat of a sprinkle, you know, from the latter rain from the Lord. So with that said, Satan, you lose. God bless you guys.
Amen. Amen. Oh, good. Your microphone worked. But can somebody fill me in as to when I stopped talking? I mean, it looks like my microphone just turned off. I guess, unless somebody took my mic. There is no discouragement about women. We only mentioned earlier that the women were under attack in the church, and this has been going on for quite a while, but it came to a head this week. They're okay now. It's just a spiritual attack. Let's not dig into this, please. All right, and so can the Lord gave it to you. Amen. So where did I leave off? I was in the middle of talking about somebody's, Kevin and Nikki, I was talking about how Kevin was talking about he lost his job, but he trusts the Lord. He's going to bless him with a new job, which is going to be better. Can anybody hear me? Okay, good, good, good. Didn't hear anything about that. Okay, so I read a couple of, so you heard the other ones, the other praises that I shared and the other comments. Mm-hmm. Okay, Fran. good, good, good. I like these cute little comments I get from my wife. Right. So, amen. How did you fix it, Lenore? How did you get it to work? I mean, because people get that all the time. I usually see it as a static thing and I touch. I try to discharge using my own finger. I used to have one of those static pads, and now I have a static wristband that I use only when I'm working on a computer. And I don't care if it's a humid day in the middle of summer, I still put the wristband on. You know, I've seen enough static dance on motherboards. I'm not taking the chance ever again. I don't like what it does. Okay, thank you, Sister Mindy. Thank you very much. Okay, so Brother Carl emailed me a praise. So let me get it. Okay. I didn't get it. Oh boy, let me just see. You sure you emailed it to the right email address? Because it may have bounced, Carl. Did you use the Contact Us page or something like that? I don't know. I've gotten a few emails since I last checked them, but... Oh, amen, Sister Lenore. Amen and amen. Oh, it says it failed. Yeah, go to the Contact Us page, Carl. I have changed my email address because of a text in a ministry. And just send it through there. Just paste it in there. All right. And hopefully it's not 10 pages long. We try to keep the praises down in size. But yeah, I don't know why my microphone all of a sudden just shut off, and it didn't tell me either. It doesn't let you know. Like some chat rooms that I used to use over the years, when your microphone turned off, you hear a ding. I said, uh-oh, my mic's off, you know. This one, it just, oh, all of a sudden somebody starts talking. And I couldn't hear Sister Lenore. I couldn't hear her at all. I could hear her echoing from the other room. I goes, who's talking? Hey, I'm not. And so I turned up the volume full blast, still couldn't hear her. And so now I left the room, came back, and everything's fine. So let me check my email again. Let's see if Brother Carl sent it through the contact us page. Nope, not yet. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to love it anymore. Technology, that is. You got to be annoyed by technology. Man, we got to change that. All right. Yeah, that's what happened. It's all Lenore's fault. Okay, one of those bullets from her machine gun microphone grazed mine and knocked it offline. Okay. Whew, finally figured it out. All right. Oh, man, that was good. Because literally that's what it sounded like, you know. It literally sounded like a machine gun there for a while, you know, with a lot of bass. Oh, yeah. Yeah, not a problem, Sister Justice. And for future reference, you ladies, the next time you have a link that you're putting in the room and it shows up, like if a moderator puts the link in the room and it's not clickable, you have to reprogram the link. Those all URLs are programmable, but it's not as hard as you think. I'm making it sound hard on purpose. Remove the letter S from where it says HTTPS. Take the S out. That's a security feature. It will not allow a link inside of a different environment, like an iframe. So take the S out of the link and then put it, and then it'll be clickable. So, because that's all I did when Fran showed me what was happening. I just put the link in. Notice, oh, it's not. Whoa, look, it's got an S. YouTube videos, for example, all their links have S's, and you try to put them in a room and it won't work. We could put a YouTube video in this room, but it won't work unless I pull the S out, and the actual video itself will play inside the text chat. It's a pretty neat feature. Yeah, and only the moderators can make it clickable. That's right. You're right, Alex. Moderators, I don't know if Chase can do it. I don't know if he has that ability or not. Okay, there you go. All right, let me check my email again, see if... nope, still didn't get it. So Carl, I guess he's not... unless he's typing it all over again. Should have just copy and pasted it, but... oh. I have no idea which moderator comes in during the women's story. I have no idea. Fran came in. She's not actually a moderator technically because, you know, she a girl. And no, we're not male chauvinist pigs. It's an online church service. Moderators are kind of like deacons, kind of, you know. They're hopefully the Lord is going to bless us with an actually ordained deacon or two soon. Oh, Carl says it sent it. All right, let me try it again here. There we go. Okay. All right, got it. I need to eat. Okay. There's a comical email. All right, he says, Pastor, I'm so happy to join you here at POGM. I have many things to share, but want to start with an encouragement for any with an unsaved family. My 18-year-old daughter wanted nothing to do with the Lord and was falling in with a very sinister, dark goth group. Ooh. I prayed steadily for her, and now not only is she following Jesus, but is even getting involved in ministry. So please take heart, all. God is faithful. Amen. Amen and amen. So keep praying for your kids. I've seen some of my kids get, you know, one in particular get very strong in the Lord, and I praise God for that. And but I, you know, I got to keep going because I got eight of them. Yeah, I was going to go for a baseball team. My dad is actually my dad had 11. He was shooting for a zip code. let's see, they take 15 to figure. Yeah, we might need like a woman. Yeah, I can set it up like a woman moderator, a woman's moderator feature, kind of a setup or whatever for Thursday nights if you like. You know, it's up to you guys. Just let me know. We'll talk about it. Wow, that was quick. No talking. Just boom, do it, please. Yeah, Scott, definitely. And I was just, you know, that need to eat thing was, it's a private joke between me and Carl. He knows what I'm talking about. I don't want to mention anything because, you know, that'll give something away, you know. But I'm not hungry. Well, I'm hungry, but, you know, I've gone longer without food. Let me just check the email again. Okay, let me shut that down. All right. Well, maybe I can just, I don't know if Fran's going to be here every Thursday night because she has a pretty unpredictable schedule at times, so I'll get with her and we'll figure this thing out. Okay. No, it would be nice. Okay, Chase. All right. Good. Good to hear. All right. Okay. I got to figure this out because there's different ways to program this chat room, and I just got to figure out if it's possible to do multiple. I know I could do multiple groups, but we've already got quite a few different groups going on. We got pencils, we got clouds, we've got ushers, we've got moderators, we got administrators. We only got one of those, of course. And we got new people. We got new people with abilities, and then we've got new people with nothing. And then we got guests that have absolutely no abilities, you know, kind of similar to the smiley face, but worse. All right, so. But that's kind of like a spanking. And then you have the, you know, the band types, which they're not going to get in at all, so you can't really even see. Oh, Sean's got his hand up. Okay, all right, hold on. Let me get up here and then turn off my mic and turn on stereo mix.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you guys hear me? Okie dokie. Okay, so I want to praise the Lord for all the blessings that have been happening in my life previously. I shared how I was blessed to get a chance to talk to my sister, the closet worshiper. I got a chance to share with her just some truth, helping her out with the situation, I guess. Yeah, better I'd say it like that. And, you know, it led her to start going into the Bible. And so, you know, praise the Lord, seeing things happening, you know, at least with one sibling, I can see things are happening. But I want to praise the Lord, too, for things that I'm seeing happening at work. Really, the Lord is putting me in positions, and this isn't about me, but just in positions to see that, you know, the character that He is placing upon His children is really a blessing. With work and, you know, people seeing that, or someone seeing, or people seeing that they want to give others more responsibility, giving God's people more responsibility at work. And so, you know, praise the Lord for that. It's not something that really I expected, but your character says a lot about you. It opens a lot of doors for you, especially when you stand up for the Lord. And we want to be sure also, you know, to do the right things even when no one is watching, you know, or we think no one is watching because people are watching. People are always watching us. And I wanted to praise the Lord, too, that, you know, I've questioned before whether I should be at this job, the one that I'm at. And seeing what's going on at work, you just know once you start watching things happen, you just know that, yeah, I should be here. I shared with how two coworkers said they had wished they ate the way I ate because they knew that I ate healthy. And one of them said she was going to try to start eating healthily. A new person was hired at my job, and she's going to be a vegetarian. And then there's someone else at work also, and this is another guy, and someone else at work, and he wants to try to go vegan again, but he wants to do it the right way. And so it's very clear that, you know, the Lord is putting his people in the right positions, even if just by listening to the testimonies and the things that happen throughout the week for each and every single one of us. The Lord is really placing each and every single one of us where we need to be. And he's giving us the wisdom and the information we need to be able to help them. You know, for a short time, and I had to restrain it, I became very into this health issue, which is a good thing, because we should be into it. The health message is, you know, a strong arm of the third angel's message. And we need to understand that. We need to understand the health message just as much as we need to understand the third angel's message. And so the Lord is very clearly opening the door through the health message, you know, as it was prophesied, that that's what he was going to do. That it was going to be through the health message that we are going to be able to reach a lot of people. You know, and I wanted to praise the Lord just for everything that's been happening. I also want to praise him for helping me in my lack of, I should say, standing spiritually strong. Or backsliding a little bit. And I want to praise him for his mercy and for his help, because I've been kind of out of the loop, and it's not good. It's like being lulled back to sleep. And the Lord has been blessing me, and he's still been helping me, even during that time where it was like I was falling asleep. And he just got me to sit down and pray and just talk to him and just look. Things are going fast, and I know that they're going fast. I'm watching them happen. And, you know, he's getting me to realize I need to focus more on his truth. Like, there's nothing wrong with looking up the things about health. Of course, he wants me to do that. He wants me to know the things about the health message and the truth. But I really need to make sure that he's my main focus, and not, you know, just focusing on the health message or, you know, whatever it may be for anyone else. But I want to praise his name, because, as I said, I've been really out of the loop. And even the thing with the climate change, which, you know, just kind of hit me today. You know, I haven't been in the loop. I've been really out of it, and I want to praise his name for his mercy and for his patience and being patient with me. I praise his name for opening up to me, and, you know, just praise him all around, really, for everything, and for putting in us the desire to want to get right with him. Praise him for opening our eyes when we're making mistakes, when we're slipping up. There's another thing. Praise his name for last communion Sabbath also. That was honestly the best one that I've ever been to. I was alone. There was no, you know, there wasn't with any brethren or anything, but, you know, the Lord was very clearly there that day. I was never spiritually affected by a communion service the way I was last time. And so it's very clear that he's with his people, and he wants us to get ready. He's telling us to get ready. He's giving us the tools to get ready. And really, if anyone's guilty of doing what I've been doing, not really been into things, we really need to just take a look back into prophecy and look what's been happening lately. Things are really rushing quickly towards the end now. Is his name that he loves us enough and that he doesn't want us to lose our salvation, that he'll warn us and wake us up and say, hey, you've been slacking a little. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Because things are rushing towards the end. So praise his name for everything he's just been doing in my life and in the lives of you guys. May we spend eternity living for him.
Amen. Amen and well said. All right, if anybody else doesn't have any other praises, I guess we can close with music. And then we'll have prayer. And have a little bit of fellowship, too. No sound? No sound. Oh, boy. All right, hold on. All right. Okay, can you hear me now? Yep, yeah, I can hear myself bouncing in the other room. I hope it's not this browser. It's a brand new browser. And maybe that's what's going on. Alex said the exact same thing I just said to me, you know, in the PM. So, yeah, three times I've had issues. So, could be the browser. I'll just use the browser for browsing. And then during church, I'll just go back to using the you know, like WaterFox or whatever, or Firefox. Let me see. Yeah, that's extremely slow, Firefox. But, okay, not a biggie. Okay, so, Brother Eli, well, wait. I don't have a detailed link on the investigated judgment, Sister Denise. Reason being, I was going to do an in-depth study on it recently, but then Pastor Craig told me that's his next sermon. So he's working on it. So we'll just wait on him. All right. The investigated judgment is more or less going on right now, actually since 1844 at the end of the 2300-year prophecy of Daniel. It's happening right now, investigated judgment. And a lot of people that are in sin don't like hearing that. They just don't like it. All right. So, anywho, I'm going to turn off the mic, and then Brother Eli is going to share some music, and then we'll pray. So, and I want to praise the Lord one last time for all the beautiful praises and all the answered prayers and the miracles and just... Thank you, Jesus, and again for last week's communion service and for the trials of this week and the smiles. So, amen and amen.
Praise him in the firmament high.
Amen and amen. If you can kneel, please do so. We'll finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us as you have on this Sabbath day. Everything from a changing of the showbread to a hug deep within us. Thank you for letting us see your hand move the last 3 months, all those wonderful answered prayers and all the blessings. And Father, we hope and pray that all those that are on our prayer list that we pray on a regular basis for, that they too have seen your hand move in the last 3 months and continue to see your hand move for the next 3 months, so that when we gather again, when you remind us, we can come before the people and glorify you, your Son, and your Spirit. And Father, as we go through these coming days where it's going to get a little bit more and more difficult as we see the prophecies fulfilling quickly, we pray that, Father, that you bless us with courage, the faith, wisdom, discernment, everything, and show us how we must stay in our Bibles every single day. There are so many people that over the years that we have seen, and it continues to happen now, where they refuse to stay in their Bibles, and then they go off into these strange areas, just as your prophecy predicted. We pray, Father, that they get back into the Word and they repent, of course, but for now, we pray that you also keep a hedge of angels around us and keep their dangerous ideas away from your Son's bride. And again, Father, thank you for blessing us with your presence and blessing the Sabbath in a very special way. We lift this prayer to you in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and our King, eternal King, Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen.